Dang nabbit, Zeb, I don't like it.
Oh, shucks. I don't guess Mrs. Zell can do so much it'll hurt the show. Guess those people know the business.
You shouldn't have let her have the job of directing this Hermit and the Wild Woman show.
You had as much to do with it as I did. More, in fact.
On tarnation, could I have more?
Why, consarn it, all you done all the time she was here was just bow and scrape and say, yes, Mrs. Zell, certainly, Mrs. Zell. Zeb, give Mrs. Zell some of them nice tomatoes. Ah, you made me sick.
Dad Burns, Zeb, tell you right now, we ain't got none too much business, that's it. And when someone is in the notion of spending, guess it's up to us to be nice to him.
Yeah, maybe so. Besides, we had to get Hector out of jail at any cost, as you might say.
Then what was you blaming me about?
Oh, I ain't blaming you.
You are, too.
I ain't.
You are.
I tell you ain't.
You said I was polite to Mrs. Zell.
Well, dagnabbit, you was.
What do you want me to do, stick out my tongue at her and make googly eyes?
Oh, don't see you make a fool of yourself when Mrs. Jones and Mrs. Snyder comes in here.
Shut. We see them every day.
That's just it. You might know Mrs. Zell was after something and she wouldn't come nigh this place.
Well, dang it, Zeb, but I don't see as we come out so bad. Supposing she's got some idea that we are responsible for the cruelty to them bees, as she calls it. What do you reckon happened then?
Just be hard to tell, all right.
Why, we'd have to let her be the leading lady, at least.
Yes, I guess maybe you're right.
You know, I've been so worried about this Hector business lately. My knees plumb give out on me. Guess I better sit down here.
Well, what in tarnation's worry got to do with your knee?
Any darn fool knows that.
Yes, well, I guess you won't have no trouble telling me.
Dagnabbit, when you worry, you stand first on one foot and then on the other, don't you?
Yes, maybe I do, but you do most of your worrying sitting down.
I don't do no such thing.
Oh, Dad Burnett, you do, too.
I do.
You do.
I don't,
Charlie.
I don't.
Yes,
either.
You
Dad
do.
Brent, you know Dad.
Good morning, gentlemen. I give you a good day.
Hey, good morning, Mayor Schultzenheimer.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor.
I see you gentlemen is looking well this morning.
Yes, you guess we're all right.
Well, of course, you know my health ain't never too good, Mayor.
Oh, so? That's too bad.
What can we do for you this morning?
Oh, nothing, thank you. I just dropped in to have me do a little talk.
A talk, eh?
That's so, a little talk, yeah.
Well, shucks. Mayor Schultzenheimer, I guess you know there ain't nobody we'd rather talk to than you.
Well, I think maybe that is so, yeah.
You didn't, by any chance, want to say something about that bunch of show folks you let sleep in the jail.
You took the word right out of my mouth, Mr. Peters.
I guess none of them ain't been up to no foolishness, eh?
Foolishness, mein Himmel, that is all they do, foolishness.
Chuck, Deb and me talked to them, and they appear to be right likable folks. Outside of three or four, maybe.
Is that so? But what did you think if I told you they was all crazy?
I guess we'd have to think you made a mistake.
So, well, what did you think if I told you one of the women pointed at me? Me, mind you, the mayor of Corn Cinder, and yelled, there goes the man that murdered my child.
And I'd say she's a dad burned lunatic, that's all.
I didn't quite catch that. What did she say, anyway?
She said, there goes the man that murdered my child, and pointed her finger at me, mind you.
Shucks. What'd you do that? What'd you do that for?
But, do you accuse me of murdering the child?
I was just taking your word for it. That was
I
all.
Tell you, I didn't do it.
Shucks, ain't no use getting excited. Zeb and me is broad-minded.
I never in my life saw the woman before already.
You didn't, eh?
I didn't even know she had a baby.
What did the baby look like?
I tell you, I don't know nothing about it.
Seems to me you're making your dad burn a lot of fuss about something that you don't know nothing about.
I tell you, I don't like that kind of monkey business.
Shucks, Mayor Schultzenheimer, you shouldn't let a little thing like that get you out of a ladder in a hot day.
Well, that is not ours.
It ain't, huh?
It certainly is not.
What else did they do?
Why, there was one of those fellows that says he's a comedian. I don't think he is so funny.
Well, that must have been that Jeff Barker fellow, Mayor.
Jeff Barker?
Yes.
Don't seem to recollect no Jeff Barker.
Why, shucks, you met him t'other day. That sour fellow, that sour-looking fellow that said he was such a cut-up when he got out on the stage.
I guess I do remember him, but what in tarnation did he do?
Why, he come up to me and took hold of my necktie like this when he says, Frenzy. He calls me Frenzy. Ah, what I meant.
Shucks, is that all he did?
I did not. He took hold of my necktie and says, Frenzy. What did you call Rooster's daughter?
Ask you what you'd call Rooster's daughter, huh?
Yeah, that's so.
Did you tell him?
Yeah, I was pretty mad, so I said, pull it, you idiot.
And then what happened?
He yanked the necktie right off my sticky and gave it to me.
He did, huh?
Yeah.
What in thunder did he do that for?
I asked him that, and he said he thought I wanted it. So I said I most certainly did not want it. And then what do you think he did?
I don't know. What?
He threw my good 20-cent necktie in the ash can.
Well, dagnabbit, you say you didn't want it. You said you didn't want it, didn't you?
Himmel, sometimes I think that maybe the show people is not so crazy as some of the regular citizens of Corn Center.
You mustn't pay no attention to what Eb says, Mayor Schultzenheimer. He don't hear right where you see.
Well, another thing, that Swedish girl, what you call her?
Yes, you mean Hetty Hoyts.
Nice gal, Hetty is.
Yeah.
You think so? Well, let me tell you something.
Now, Dad Burnett, Mayor, you better be careful of what you say about that gal. Tell you right now, she's a friend of mine.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. She wanted to elope with me.
She wanted to elope with you? I'd be dead burned.
Don't believe it. She wouldn't do no such thing.
Then why did she say to me what she did?
She didn't say a dad blame thing.
Now, just hold your horses a minute. Let's get this all ironed out here.
I'm going to iron that fella there out in about 2 minutes.
Go on, Mayor Schultzenheimer. What did Hetty Hoyt say?
Well, I can't remember the exact words, but it was something about taking a loaf of bread and a chalk of wine and running to the woods away with no one but me.
Don't believe she ever said it.
I get you my word.
Shucks, Eb, I don't think she meant nothing. She just wanted to go out on a kind of a picnic.
You don't think she'd want to go out on no picnic with that old rooster?
Mr. Peters, you forget to whom you are speaking at.
It ain't reasonable she'd get any fun out of a loaf of bread and a jug of wine and him.
Well, say, Mary, you sure you understood her, are you?
All but one thing. I was a little confused about one thing.
Well, what was that?
Well, she called me Omar. I haven't any idea how she got the notion that my name was Omar.
Chuck, that is funny, ain't it?
Yeah, but that ain't my name at all.
You say she said something about a fella by the name of Omar.
Yeah, that's so. She called me Omar.
By cracking, I'm going to find out who this Omar fella is.
Maybe it's your brother.
Ain't no sense in a gal like that cavorting around over the hills with a loaf of bread and a jug of wine anyhow.
Well, that is not important. What I came to tell you is that we can't have such people in our chairs.
What's that?
I said no longer can such people stay in our jail.
Look here now, why can't they stay in the jail?
The jail is for respectable people.
It is, eh?
Yes, sir, and I tell you right now, Mayor Schultzenheimer, Eb and me is respectable people and taxpayers in this here community on top of that.
Yes, and what's more, we add a cultural atmosphere to the community. That's what Mrs. Zell said we did.
But the players, Octay, it's impossible.
Well, dagnabbit, we all got our little peculiarities, Mayor.
If that loaf of hay hadn't thrown my neck behind the ash can, maybe I'd forget the rest. But after that, they must get out.
Why, Dad, burn your old hide? Did you mean to stand there and tell us we can't keep our own show company in the jail we pay taxes on?
Mr. Winterbottom, you forget. I am the mayor.
Well, Dad, burn it, mayor or no mayor.
Now, wait a minute, Dad. Just hold your horses here, man.
Well, it ain't right. And I'd do something about it if I could get any cooperation from my partner.
Well, you ain't going to get none. Now, keep still.
All right, Cracky, you can stand for it if you want to, but I won't.
We won't have to stand for it.
Yeah.
Just keep still and let me handle it.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. All right, I will. And now, Mr. Mayor...
I have nothing more to say.
Oh, well, shut. We ain't going to fall out about this thing here now, are we? We've been friends for a long time.
Chucks.
We worked for you in your last two elections. We got to be reasonable.
I have been reasonable. Now they must get out.
Look here, Mayor. We ain't got no money to put them up at the hotel. You know it. And they got to stay someplace till the show gets started.
That, Mr. Peters, is your affair.
So it is. But here's something that's your affair. How are you going to get any money out of the Opry House if you don't let them go on living at the jail?
What? Why, that's so.
Yes, that darn tootin' so. And what's something more important, or even, we was expecting you to play your bass tubi in the orchestra on the opening night.